It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. During World War II, artists from nations throughout Europe fled the Nazis and the fighting and came to New York. This mingling of artists from so many different worlds had a profound effect not only on the future of art in the United States, but on individual artists themselves, American and European. One artist who eventually arrived in New York was Max Beckmann, and he's now the subject of a new exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Joining us now to talk about it is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Hi, Deborah.
Good morning, Richard.
So Beckmann is not necessarily connected to any particular art movement. Tell us who he was and how would you describe his work?
Max Beckmann, to my mind, is the greatest German artist of the 20th century, but he's never really had the cachet of Picasso or Matisse because he wasn't a cubist, and he wasn't interested in abstract art. He wasn't interested in the avant-garde styles of the 20th century. He was a figurative painter. He stuck to the figure. He worshipped Cézanne and Van Gogh and Rubens and the masters of the past. And what he brought to figurative painting was a really feverish style.
The show is called Max Beckmann in New York. So what's his connection with New York City?
Well, Max Beckmann eventually wound up in New York. He came here after World War II. Unlike many of the emigres who sat out the war in New York, Beckmann arrived in 1947. And he never really connected with the New York art scene. He didn't live in the village. He didn't fraternize with Pollock, de Kooning, and the other abstract expressionists. Instead, he lived uptown on West 69th Street and would go to the Plaza Hotel every evening for what he called a recovery drink.
And how did New York affect him and his work?
Well, the title of the show is a little bit misleading, Beckmann in New York, because he was not affected by New York at all, I think. First of all, it was not a great period in his work, and he never really painted a scene of New York except for one painting of an optician's window. And unlike other expatriate artists who came here, especially during the Second World War, who mingled with the American art scene and raised the whole level of the art scene, Beckmann pretty much kept to himself. So the New York theme, I felt a little bit strained. There were many paintings in the show that were done before he got to New York, but they're in the show because they're in New York collections. So as you go through the show, you find yourself asking, wait, why is this here? What does this have to do with New York? And the title becomes a bit of a distraction. I think it probably should have been called Max Beckmann in Exile, but now I am quibbling. It's a great show, and everybody should see it.
And what was his reputation like? What was he known as?
Well, one of the really interesting things about the show is that we learn that in 1971, Henry Gelzeller, who was curator of modern art there, deaccessioned or sold three Beckmann paintings in the Met's collection.
Wow.
That's fascinating. Yeah. One of them is in the show. It's a self-portrait. It's an extraordinary painting. And it's a great reminder, I think, that artists go in and out of fashion, even the great ones. And the fact that Beckmann could be deaccessioned in 1971 perhaps suggests that it was a time when we were in love with abstract painting and we hadn't yet seen the neo-expressionism movement of the 1980s, which would bring figurative painting back to contemporary art in a big way. And at that point, I think Beckmann became a hero for many younger artists. What I really love about the show is even though Beckmann had a very dark vision, he's very dark, too dark for New York in many ways, but he used such bright colors. His paintings are so radiant. There's so much yellow, so much orange, these beautiful blues out of Cézanne, that I felt at times as if I were looking at stained glass windows. And that's what his work reminds me of. It's this sort of radiant color with heavy black outlines depicting scenes out of mythology, sacrifices, ritual murders. And it's very intense. It's painting at its most intense. You kind of have to like it.
And didn't he die walking on the street on his way to the Met?
He was going to the Metropolitan Museum of Art one day in 1950 to see a self-portrait that was hanging in a group show, and he had a heart attack and collapsed. He spent his whole life on the run. He was running from the Nazis and all sorts of horrors, and it's significant that he died in New York because it reminds us that New York has been a refuge for so many people over the decades.
Max Beckmann in New York runs through February 20th at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.